cigarette, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool cigarette, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable premiums, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bowe, and the sensational swing of Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. Their first number is How Could You? Edith Wright will sing.
Winter is gone, spring is here. Some old habits, like winter clothes, ought to be put aside. Try something new and better, like Raleigh cigarettes. Raleighs are a different, distinctive blend of fine Turkish and domestic tobaccos that cost no more than any other popular price brand. And Raleighs offer a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cool. None of the full-bodied tobacco goodness is lost. But the mild menthol does make each puff soothing to your throat.
Remember, only Raleighs and Cools carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Smoke these union-made cigarettes. Save the coupons and get those premiums. Well, it certainly looks like a big night. Boris, the crazy Russian, is giving a housewarming, and everybody's going. The Baron and Charlie arranged to meet at the Times Square subway station, and here we find them just getting together. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl!
Well, here I am, Baron, over here, see?
Look, son.
What?
Everybody runs for those
people. Out of paper, eh?
The whole country is baseball crazy.
Baseball? Has it gotten you yet?
Yeah, it's gotten my whole family.
It has, eh?
Yeah, for dinner last night, we had baseball pancakes.
Now, what in the world are baseball pancakes?
They're made with a batter.
Oh, yeah, with a batter. Baseball, I see. No. Yeah.
Then my wife spent the whole evening sneaking around with a fly swatter.
Fly swatter? What's that got to do with baseball?
She was knocking out flies.
Knocking out flies, eh?
Yeah. Then I went to bed and I dreamed I was a baseball player.
You dreamed you were a baseball player?
I must have.
Why?
I pitched and tossed all night.
Pitched and tossed all night. Well, that certainly was a baseball evening.
You know something funny?
What?
Even our doctor, you know?
Your doctor, yes.
He's a baseballer.
Is he really?
Yeah, he came to see my mother-in-law, and when he found her tonsils and her appendix were out,
yeah.
He called in a specialist.
Because they were both out, he sent for a specialist?
Yeah.
Well, how did that prove he has a baseball spirit?
It was 2 hours, and
And what?
So he called in a pinch hitter.
Pinch hitter. Well, did you see any celebrities at the opening game Tuesday?
I saw the greatest screen lover of all time.
Greatest screen lover?
Yeah, Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante?
Yeah.
He's a great screen lover with that face?
It's that face that makes him such a lover.
Well, how do you mean? Well, come on, tell me.
What a kisser.
What a kisser.
And you know something else?
What?
Walter Winchell was there.
What was he?
You know that the fellow that prize movie was named after?
A prize movie was named after Walter Winchell?
Sure.
What was the name of it?
The Informer.
The Informer. That's very smart, Baron. Go on. Go on through the turnstile. I've got nickels.
And you.
Okay, Baron. Come on. Here. Here's our train.
Broadway,
come on in now. Come on.
Broadway Express. Watch doors.
Take your time. Never mind.
I got a seat,
Baron. You got a seat, all right. You got a seat. Well, come on, Baron. Give this lady your seat.
Oh, thank you.
You must be on the Bronx Express.
Oh, by the way, at the club last night, I was in a beer drinking contest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who came in second?
Okay. Never mind about that, but I wasn't so lucky at cards. So could you let me have another 10th spot until next week?
You know something, Sergeant?
What?
Last night, I had a dream that all the radio programs were talking.
Yeah?
And one of them said, Darren, don't lend Charlie any more money.
Well, now, what radio program said that? Come on, tell me.
The Voice of Experience.
The Voice of Experience. That's not a very nice thing.
My
look, everybody, it's Darren Munchausen who answers your question.
Look, Charlie. Look at that, huh?
Who is it?
A whole bunch of my fans.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen, you hear how popular I am.
Okay.
I'm from the Un-America Club, Baron, and last month we sent your sponsors a letter with a special request.
Yeah, and did you get your request?
No, sir. You're still on the air.
Yes.
Oh. My father says when the Baron broadcasts, he's like a doctor at an operation.
And why am I like a doctor at an operation? Because I make people feel better?
No, because you use the ether to put them to sleep.
Oh!
Come here, Baron. Come here now, Baron. Let go of that little boy's ear.
Hey, Baron, you any new ideas for the Young Inventors Club, huh?
Yeah, I show you how to make a cigarette lighter in 2 seconds.
Oh, boy. I'll make one for my father. How do you do it, huh?
Well, now, just buy a package of rolling and take one cigarette out. That's all.
That's all?
Yeah.
You told the little boy you'd show him how to make a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, well, if he...
Well?
If he takes one rollie out of a packet.
Yeah?
Wouldn't that make it a cigarette lighter?
Oh, I see. You have to explain that a little bit.
Personally, I think you're a faker. But my ingrate of a husband deserted me a year ago. Do you think he'll come back?
I don't see why he should.
What? Why, you, I won't even ride in the same car with you.
Oh, boy. Did she get red hot and blow out of here fast, huh?
Yeah, just like the musical comedy.
Musical comedy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She got red hot and blue.
Red hot and blue. Yeah. Oh, come on, Baron. 72nd Street. This is our station.
Is this the station?
Yes, this is it.
Say, you know something, Charlie?
What?
This subway, it's a wonderful thing.
It certainly is.
How is it run?
How's it by electricity?
Yeah?
Oh, and incidentally, I'm a natural-born electrician. Did you know that?
No.
Well, just last week, I was calling on a beautiful girl when suddenly every light in the house went out.
What?
Yes, I ran down the cellar, fixed the fuse, and in 30 seconds, the lights were on again.
When the lights went out, you were in the dark with this beautiful girl.
And a beauty, too.
And you ran down and fixed the fuse?
Yes, yes.
Charlie, you are no electrician.
I'm no electrician. Then what am I? Well, come on, tell me.
You're a darn fool.
I'm a darn
well, we are. See the battery grants to all the places of interest. See New York. Well, I'll take a trip. See New York. You take a trip. New York, if you're here to see the city, and
the sightseeing
bus, you'll be
sitting
pretty.
Okay, fellas, come on, show me around. I'm here to see Manhattan
town. Okay, ladies, find a seat. Here we go to the drummer's beat. Now, ladies, look to your right if you wish. The aquarium has your favorite fish.
Oh, keep your fish. They're not for me. Show me nightlife and gaiety.
Perhaps you like the Great White Way. Here's where the big-time movies play.
Our fish and movies haven't got a thing. Tell me about that street of swing.
The street of swing. The street of swing. Every magazine.
Here's attention.
Every magazine.
Here's a mention.
To a street that's really quite the thing. Once you visit there,
you'll adore it.
Once you visit there,
you'll be for it.
Just you listen to our story about the street of swing. It was just a normal street till it got that off-time beat.
Now it's a place where the swing catch me.
52nd Street. It's an endless where the forest trumpets blow.
It's quite the place when you're feeling low.
52nd Street. Said you start to like the rhythm rocking, make it their rendezvous. So the swing is absolutely shocking.
Their mamas ain't too cold, the mamas swing too.
It's a world that's set apart. It's what swinging got inside.
It's like the beat of a swinging heart.
Two blocks and 50.
You'll find the nifty
52nd Street.
Listen to the swing harmonic coming from that well-known artist. If for swing you find you're ready, you should meet Leon and Eddie. Travel to the Tallahassee when they swing the rumba, they swing it plenty. Now, if for swing you find you're ailing, to the yacht club we'll go sailing. But since they closed the famous door, that famous door won't swing no more. Wall Street is the money street of the nation. But 52nd Street means drink or bacon.
It's a world that's set apart. It's where swinging got a start.
It's like the beat of a swinging heart.
12 by 40,
you'll find the naughty 10.
20, 30, 40, 50 seconds free.
And now Charlie and the Baron are just getting out of the elevator in Boris's apartment house.
Charlie, I'm afraid to go in.
You're afraid to go in?
You know something? That red-headed wife of mine is here tonight.
You see your wife? She's a redhead.
Redhead?
Yeah.
Her hair is so red, she uses a lipstick for an eyebrow pencil.
Oh, boy. I'll bet she's got a fiery temper, huh?
Charlie, it's terrible.
It is, huh?
And she's so jealous that if she thinks that I even thought of another woman today, she'll help me with the housework.
She'll help you with the housework?
Yeah.
You mean she'll wash the dishes with you? She'll dust the furniture with you?
No.
No?
She'll mop up the floor, maybe.
Mop up the floor. Well, maybe you don't give her enough affection. Now, look at the man next door to you with that pretty little blonde wife. He's always taking her in his arms and kissing her.
Yeah?
Now, why don't you do that?
I don't know well enough.
No, no. Well, come on, let's go in. Push the button.
Aha! Welcome to the housewarming, gentlemen. Take a check and pass inside.
Take a check for it? What for?
My wife will punch what you eat. You can pay on the way out.
Hey, is this a party or a cafeteria? Huh?
Well, they're all here. Look at them. There's Edith Wright, Morton Bowles, Bud Collier, Tommy Dorsey, and all the boys. You see them?
But Charlie,
what?
Where do you meet Boris's wife?
Boris's wife?
They fight so much, he calls her Ochitonia.
Ochitonia? Yeah. Why?
She's always got black eyes.
Oh, hello, boy.
Hello,
boy.
Ochitonia.
Yes, Bobby. This is Munchausen and I are cooking the ball. Still good evening, Baron.
And this is Charlie. You know who Charlie is?
Who doesn't? He's a first class A number 100% suit.
Stooge? Oh, well, tell me this. Did you enjoy the show last week?
Oh, never have I enjoyed it so much. When Robert Taylor took Gene Harlow in his arms.
Wait. I didn't have Robert Taylor and Gene Harlow on my broadcast that night.
I know. That's why I went to the movies.
By golly, Charlie, I wouldn't mind having Gene Harlow in my arms.
I bet you wouldn't,
too. Yes, sir. What a cute little armful that Gene Harlow would make.
Miss Baron, the wife. The wife.
No. Not while Gene Harlow's around.
Behind you, Baron. Behind you.
Why don't...
Oh, she's standing in the kitchen door.
Oh, stop acting so foolish, Charlie. My wife is all right in the evening. But you should see her in the morning.
Mm.
Oh, what a put. Oh. That's too bad.
Yeah, it's going to be too bad in a minute. It's
going to be too bad right now.
Goodbye.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Just take the holiday. Mm-hmm. you know, I know, darling. I know you were standing behind me all the time. Isn't it funny?
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
I was just talking because I knew you were listening to what I was talking.
Uh-huh.
While you were listening to what I was talking.
Ain't it? Mm-hmm. So, they should see me in the morning, huh?
And so you dropped in at your teen house, would you?
Oh, listen, Mama, darling. I was only joking. I tell everyone how lucky I am to have you. Well, ain't anybody here?
Sure, a toast to the Baron, that lofty man with a beautiful wife and a lovely grown daughter.
Horace, are you crazy? I have no daughter.
No?
No.
Then who's that blonde who always calls your daddy?
Oh, Baron, I would like to see you in the kitchen just a moment, please. The mopping up is about to commence.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Boris is all mixed up. Just ask Tommy Dorsey here.
Well, personally, I think you're very lucky, Mrs. Munchausen, having a husband who's on the radio and teaches school on the side.
Tommy, what's it to make up? I don't teach school.
No?
No.
Now, what did you mean? You were giving all those girls black and blue marks.
Yeah. Oh,
Baron, darling, in the kitchen.
Listen, Mama, darling, he made that up. Ask Edith Wright.
Yes, from what the Baron told me, he's very domestic, raising his own poultry and things.
Yeah.
Getting many eggs these days, Baron.
Eggs? From what?
Why, you told me the only thing that was keeping your waistline down was chasing the chickens.
Yeah.
Baron?
Yeah, listen, darling. There's Morton Bull. Morton, darling, tell her the truth, huh?
Well, he certainly raves about your cooking, Mrs. Munchausen. And why shouldn't he? You certainly cook things I never heard of before.
Things you never heard of, Morton?
Yeah. He told us that for dinner last night he had a blind date that turned out to be a sweet cookie.
It's a plot.
What's the use of beating around the bush? I say the Baron's a flirt, and if I'm lying, may Charlie drop dead.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Just a minute. To prove that the Baron loves his wife, I've got to drop dead.
Charlie, for my sake.
What do you mean for your sake?
Shut this one.
Oh, stop him.
The golden voice of our singing star, Morton Bow, singing Thine Alone.
Tell me why is there a doubt within thy heart, my own? Tell me why? But dear, the time will come when we must part. Alas, I should die. Nevermore, by day, by night, I'll dream of thee, my darling. My heart is but thine alone. Unfold me.
Well, the housewarming is a great success. And as a grand climax, the Baron is about to stage his histrionic masterpiece, Anthony and Cleopatra, with the assistance of the Munchausen Drama Guild.
Now, here are your parts. I'm Mark Antony. Miss K. Renwick is Cleopatra.
Oh, swell.
Roberto Bernardo is Julius Caesar.
Okay, here's the sample.
Wait, and Boris, take count. You should hear the sound effects.
All
now,
right.
Give him the sample.
Give him the sample.
Wait, I'll give you the sample.
What was that?
That's the horse on you.
Well, what do I play?
Well, Charlie, you know the poison snake that killed Cleo at the finish?
Now, listen, Baron, I've stood for a lot on this program, but I play no snake.
Oh.
I play no part that isn't intelligent.
But it's a bookkeeping snake.
What do you mean, a bookkeeping snake?
It's an adder.
It's an adder. Oh, yeah, a bookkeeping
snake. Yeah, it's an adder.
The scene opens in Cleopatra's palace. It's night and the sky is blue.
No, Morton. You can't do that imitation here. This is in the B.C. period.
The B.C. period? What do you mean?
Before Crosby.
Before Crosby. Oh, yeah.
Read now. The Roman army are in their tent.
The flap of a tent opens and Mark Antony, the noblest Roman of them all, steals through the gloaming.
That's me. Here I come. The noblest Roman.
And you steal through the gloaming?
Yeah.
I never heard of that before.
No?
No.
You never heard of a Roman in the gloaming?
Oh, yeah. A Roman in the gloaming. That's right.
All right, Tommy. The national anthem of Egypt.
Oh, just a minute. Control yourself, Baron. That's ridiculous. They didn't have that music in ancient Egypt.
No?
No.
Was you there, Charlie? Was you there?
Good idea. What? You know perfectly well I was.
And then get there.
All right. You're in the palace. You meet Cleopatra. So what happened?
Don't rush me, Charlie.
All right.
Wait till you hear this girl who plays Cleo. What warmth. What fire.
I brought the land such as that you, Mark. I can get all of Switzerland.
Oh, that's some hot Cleopatra, all right.
That's some clear, eh?
Yeah, that's a clear.
But see how bashful she is? Look how she drops her eyes.
What was that?
Her eyes are heavy tonight. Boy.
What?
What was that?
Can I help it if she had a glass eye?
Sit down, Mark. Sit down.
What did you say, Cleo?
Sit down.
May I sit on your right hand?
Oh, no, I have to eat with that. You better take a chair. Oh, there's Julius Caesar. Oh, Julius.
Hello, kid. Where have you been always keeping yourself? You look too nice tonight.
Caesar, now, you take your hands off of me. What's the grabbing me, sir?
What's Julius grabbing her for?
That's for the people who want to see Julius Caesar.
Ouch.
What?
I said ouch.
Did I step on your foot?
No, my intelligence.
Oh, such a small thing to talk about.
Go ahead. Let it go. Skip.
Go ahead, yeah. Cleo, my love, will you marry me?
Oh, Mark, this is so seldom.
The bugle call.
Oh, some bugle.
That's the bugle call, and I must hasten to the ward.
Yeah. Oh, if you leave me, I'll throw myself to the lion.
No, Boris. Boris.
What?
Lions, not duck.
Who am I, Lubitsch?
Did he call me a name? What do you think? Huh? What do you think?
Oh. Well, we are all out of lions. It's duck or nothing, so it's duck.
Anthony, you're breaking my heart.
I too am torn with grief.
How was that for grief?
Ripping.
Oh, but thou shalt not leave me thus. I will trust the Persian adder to my chest.
All right, Charlie. Bite her.
Oh, no. I never put the bite on a girl. Just consider yourself stumped.
Ouch! Farewell, Anthony. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, do I
say it.
Hiding high.
Oh, but Anthony, I have a confession to make. I'm not dying from snake bites.
I'm dying from scarlet fever. Boys, order me a harp.
One harp coming up.
Scarlet fever. Here. You get it.
I kissed the captain of the guard. His whole family had it.
His whole family has it?
Does
his sister have it too?
Yes. Why?
Boy.
Boy! Make that too hot, will you?
Tommy Dorsey and the boys, swing that music. The three esquires will sing. Cable just arrived from the Fiji Islands. It says, managed to get your program for the first time on my new crystal set. What's this about premium? Signed, King Buju. Say, boy.
Yes, sir?
Take the cable.
Yes, sir.
King Buju, Fiji Islands.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What's that?
Oh, just counting words, sir.
Oh. Well, this is the message. Every pack of Raleigh and Cool cigarettes has a coupon good for your choice of handsome, practical premium.
122.
For example, you can get playing cards, a suede bridge table cover, a cigarette box, Canterbury silk hosiery.
46. You paying for this yourself, sir?
Uh-huh. Save for a highball table, a poker set, a beautiful travel case, and many more premiums of value.
Well, that's 79 words. Running a little long, sir.
Yes, I know. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes. Try a pack of Raleigh. They have a superior flavor, yet they cost no more than ordinary cigarettes. Raleigh's come with plain ends or corked tips.
116. This is a cable you're writing, sir, not a novel.
Or if you prefer a mild menthol cigarette, smoke Cool. They're soothing and refreshing to your throat. Stop. How much is that for?
Just a minute, sir. 133 words. $2.50 a word?
Never mind figuring. Just curious, that's all. Here's a quarter.
But, sir...
That's your tip. Forget the cable. If King Buju's crystal set is still working, he heard what I said. Again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bowe, Tommy Dorsey, and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.